that. Now, I really, really, really like that a lot. I mean, that was back in 1984. And again, I think that's ahead of its time. Was that a real drummer that you had in the band?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
In fact, it was the drummer who played in the Toys.
Oh, well, there you are then. Yeah. A real drummer. I think.
And he was playing the first violin on that too.
Was he?
Yeah.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Oh, you did say, actually. Multi-talented, not at the same time.
That'd not at the same time.
Impossible.
That's multi-tracking, it's called.
I've just got to quickly read out an email we've got through. If you want to email in, you can. It's studio@phonic.fm. Or you can go onto the website and contact us through the homepage. We got a Dr. Richard Jones that says, Simon, tell us more about your dog. What's your dog's name? Does he like your music? How do you know if he likes the music?
Her name.
Right, okay.
It's Mabel.
Yeah.
Well, I think she does like my music because she doesn't try and bite me.
Good.
Unlike when we hoover.
Which is when she tries to do the Henry
and she tries to bite the postman.
So oh, right. Well, that's normal, isn't it?
I
know a few postmen, they need biting, to be honest.
And cats. She doesn't like cats.
No. No.
But when I play my music, she doesn't have the same reaction.
Does she have a reaction to this music that's sounding? Because this is the same piece
this
that
is
we
the
just
same
heard.
Piece, yeah.
Red piece. But this is a live version.
It
Tell
is,
us about
yeah.
this arrangement.
This was an arrangement for the Belshaw Band, which is a sort of miniature. There were like six or seven players. And this is a live performance of Red Piece. Arranged for that ensemble.
Okay, well let's give this one a listen as well and see if
okay.
we can see any familiarities. Sorry, familiarities. Yeah. So the live version of Red Piece, that it does sound completely different. Obviously, the melody's the same. It's lovely. How was it to kind of jiggle that around for the band, for the Belshaw Band? Tricky or not?
Well, it was fairly tricky. I was reducing it a lot, obviously, because we had a far smaller ensemble.
Mm.
But then I added new bits in, and as we heard on part of that, there was part of a feature of the Belshaw Band, particularly live, was the improvisation.
Yeah.
So there was that sax solo that we were hearing
which I really loved.
Yeah.
Great bit of sax playing.
Matt Sibley.
Right. I don't know
sax
him.
Player,
is he a postman?
No.
Right.
No, he's a saxophonist.
Oh, is he? Really?
Yeah.
That's what I thought he was called. listen, I asked you earlier while the track was playing about revisiting your older pieces. The Red Piece that was playing earlier was recording in 1984.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I think it's ahead of its time. And, you know, I was going to ask you, would you consider kind of going back and taking any of your old pieces and rejiggling them and making them more modern maybe in sound or changing them around a bit?
Yeah. It's something, I think it's something that I've not necessarily done consistently, but I've certainly always taken bits and use them in various forms. I mean, a number of things for the Belshaw Band that we used to play weren't actually written for the Belshaw Band.
Right.
The first thing we did as an ensemble, as the Belshaw Band, was play... I wrote a music theatre piece, a sort of an hour-long music theatre piece, and then arranged that for the band to be a 45-minute just instrumental piece. So we're always using and reusing material. And... recently, I've been looking at some very early stuff again and reworking that. And these, I've been looking at pieces that were even pre that Red Piece, the original Red Piece.
Yeah.
Sort of the really very first things that I actually tried to do when I was actually trying to write music.
Which is quite a creative time, isn't it? You have no... no hurdles to jump at that time of your life.
Yeah.
You just go anywhere.
Exactly.
You do anything. You don't think about other.
And I mean, we were talking earlier about being a minimalist composer, and I didn't even really recognise that term. I didn't know that term.
Okay.
And it was because I went to study music when I was I didn't go to college until I was 29 to actually study music, and when I played it to a fellow student there. And then he started talking about minimalism, which I wasn't even aware of.
So one of the pieces I've got here is it. What's your Jack Pig?
Jack Pig. Yeah.
Jack Pig. Why Jack Pig? What's that all about?
That's really well. When you hear it, well, the melody. When I was writing it, the melody of it, it reminded me of that nursery rhyme, and I always thought of it as Jack Pig the Piper's Son. That was all I could think in my head, and obviously I know that's completely wrong.
It's
something else entirely, isn't it?
Tom the Piper's
Tom
Son.
Tom,
stole a
exactly.
Pig.
Stole a pig.
Pig, and away he ran.
But
he was a Jack Pig.
When I was in my head, I had that Jack Pig, and so that's why I called it Jack Pig.
I quite like that name as a pseudonym for something, actually. For me, as an entertainer, maybe.
Yeah.
I could go out as an entertainer. On a boat somewhere, and here's Jack Pig. Just go out and do, you know, pig impressions of famous bands. I'm going to stop there because that's too weird. I've had too much energy drink to
Mabel won't like that.
Mabel the dog. Can we get her to howl at this next piece? Okay, this is a Jack Pig, but is this the old version or
no? This is a new version.
It's only
in demo form.
Okay,
it's not finished or mixed properly or anything. But
okay, let's give it a go, shall we?
Okay. Thank you.
was quite charming there, Simon.
Thank you.
And Jack Pig.
Yeah.
Now, it reminds me of nursery rhymes.
Yeah.
Okay, which it's kind of based on anyway. Would you ever consider doing an album like that, aimed at mothers and toddlers? Because my kids would have loved that at that age. I would have sent them to sleep. They would. It's got a lovely little melody to it as well. And we had to put up with, when we were, you know, when my kids were younger, about 10 years ago, these god awful tapes with from the Early Learning Centre, right, which had people with keyboards and not very good recording equipment overdoing, you know, Humpty Dumpty and all these, you know.
Yeah, I've heard some of those.
And they are horrible. Yeah. And all you want is either a woman with an acoustic guitar singing sweetly, or you want something like that, which is quite beautiful, actually. How did you compose that? What instruments are in that?
Well, this is it's a sort of new version. Originally, I wrote it for... Actually, I did it all on synthesizer, and actually with synthesizer sounds. Then I arranged it for string quartet and synthesizer.
Okay.
And this version here, I've done with all the sort of wind instruments were played using the Casio digital horn.
Is that the one I'm thinking of? Is that a tiny one?
It's not tiny, it's shaped like a saxophone.
Oh, I know, yes.
And it's it has its own sounds within it, but it also, it's a wind controller, it's a MIDI wind controller.
Right.
So for those, for the flute sounds and those, I've got the sampled flute sounds, and I just plug this into the MIDI box. And
You don't blow it then?
Yeah, you blow it. It is like playing the saxophone or any other recorder.
I see. I thought it was just shaped like one there, like it a is kind of kiddies type thing.
It is a bit of a kiddies type thing.
But actually, no, really nice. I wasn't expecting you to say it was something like that, because it does sound like a big fat synthesizer, Korg or something, I don't know. But no, that's a bit of a surprise. So would you consider doing nursery rhyme type stuff?
Well, I think this is part of... It's not really nursery type stuff, but I'm looking at doing some of those older pieces like that, because they're all sort of in that sort of vein, and calling it small pieces for small people, because that's what they are, really.
Yeah,
and
they are.
It's similar to, do you know the Raymond Scott Soothing Sounds for Babies? Do you know that?
No, I don't know that one. That's obviously come out at a different period of my life.
You should have tried that.
I should have done, shouldn't I?
He did one. The first one was 0 to 6 months, then 6 to 12, and guess what? 12 to 18.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
There were three. Originally, they were on vinyl. I think the early 60s it probably
was. I didn't know anything.
But it's all electronic stuff. It's very interesting music.
Really?
But lots of sort of nursery rhyme stuff and music box type sounds and that sort of thing.
And that's quite nice, actually. I mean, I tried them on Delia Derbyshire. It was all a bit mental, really.
Yeah.
They wouldn't go
that's
to sleep.
That's just terrifying.
But it was terrifying, especially the Doctor Who effects.
Yeah.
But the Tangerine Dream, actually, there were a few albums that I played, and that would send them off.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I don't know whether it was the music or whether it was just the... You know, because it was so gentle and soothing. I mean, I played them White Noise, and if I had the hairdryer on in the other bedroom, or maybe the vacuum cleaner going on, that probably would have sent them to sleep as well. So, no, but I think you've got a bit of a hit there. I think the BBC are missing a trick. They ought to employ you, and you could do all the, you know, kind of toddler TV series music.
Toddler TV.
I think it'd be great, actually. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, there are some beautiful composers out there working for the BBC doing that sort of thing. But there is something quite original and beautiful about this kind of stuff that you're showing me today. I'm going to go back in time, actually, to another one. Are you going to be remixing Over the Airwaves, which was one from the Belshaw Band, and it's one of my favourites?
No.
You're not going to do
that? That isn't one that...
It isn't.
It's within this current project.
Okay, well, I'll play it anyway then.
Okay.
Since you're not gonna. machine, music machine. Simon Belshaw, please plug in your music machine. Which number are we having now, Simon?
This is music machine number 9.
Number 9?
Yes.
Number 9. Revolution number 9.
We've jumped a few.
Genius, let's put it up. Oh, this is quite pretty. This is quite cosmic.
Yeah.
I'm feeling cosmic now.
This is relaxing.
It's lovely. Listen, well, this is going on behind us while the stars are expanding and exploding and creating. I just want to read a few emails out. We've got Mike Mills. Mike Mills. Now, that is the title of a track by Air, isn't it? The French band
is
Air.
It? You're not thinking of Mrs. Mills.
Mrs. Miggins Pie Shop. No. Mike Mills. Anyway, it says, hi to you both. Exmouth calling. Hello, Exmouth calling. We are enjoying the show and the strange byways you are leading us down in this neglected musical universe. Have you got any Henry Cow? He says.
No. Well, not with me.
Not with you?
No.
What's Henry Cow when it's at home?
Henry Cow were a sort of improvisational band. Have you never heard of them?
I've never heard of Henry Cow.
Oh, I'll lend you some sometime.
Yeah. But for the sake of the listeners, what is Henry Cow?
It's some sort of obscure band that Mike would like.
Okay. Obscure band that Mike would like show.
Yeah.
It says, does Simon think he has been influenced by British jazz players such as Ian Carr?
No. No.
There you are. Love the show. Mike, that's what that's all about there. Colin Bray. Colin Bray is back.
Great.
And we've got... he says that last track is Cars meets The Waltons meets Michael Nyman. I have no idea what he's on about there. I think he's had
Cars?
What does he mean? Does he mean Cars as in automobiles going vroom vroom?
Or the Cars.
Or the band The Cars. I'm not quite sure what he means there.
No.
Colin, you're going to need to give us a little bit more explanation. You're going off on one. It's that time of night for you, isn't it? Right, we've just had one pop up now from Kevin Ward. Kevin says, white noise and hair dryers. He's been listening a long time, isn't he? He says, explains a lot about your kids, Lee. Oh, thanks very much, mate. Thank you, Kevin. Agree on this, though. I hate those overdone toddler tapes. Yes. Someone gave us a CD called Mozart for my baby when Maya was born, which makes a nice change, and she seemed to like it. Oh, actually, that's a good one then. Mozart for my baby. So that's proper Mozart, I presume. Like the show, by the way, Ben from the Thorvatones said he'd like to do a show with you and check them out on Facebook. All right. Thorvatones. I presume they're from Thorverton then. Good name. Cheers, Kev. Thank you very much indeed. So this is number 9 music machine
this
we have
music machine
in the
number
background.
9, yeah.
And this is very subtle, isn't it? If you wanted to go online and play with the music machines, how can people do that?
They can go to the website.
Yeah, which is?
musicmachines.org.uk.
Okay.
They're all available there for free download.
Free download, okay.
Yeah. There, when you stop the machine, there is a little flag that comes up asking for a donation. Well, not asking. Suggesting that you might like to.
What, donate
but,
something?
Yeah, oh, you
course.
Don't have to, of course.
No, well, I don't.
That's what the donation
but
is.
But then again, I've got a PC, and they play on Macs, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it's there's no point in downloading them if you've got a PC, because they won't work.
And is it because it's too expensive to kind of upgrade it to a PC and change it, rather to change a format?
Yeah, principally it's because of the software that I use to write it.
Yeah.
It is possible that I could have upgraded that at vast expense.
Right.
To have made it compatible with both PCs and Macs.
Okay.
I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Well, not yet.
Not yet.
Well, yeah, maybe
not
if
yet.
It gets big enough, people use it.
Yeah. If there was a demand for it, then it
or an investor,
done.
Even.
Or an investor.
The thing is about these wonderful random tunes that you're playing, and they're all really nice as well, and they're really different and strange, and they, you know, either keep you on edge or they relax you or whatever. It's got multi uses sound wise.
Yeah.
For instance, ringtones, maybe.
Yeah.
Or
that's possible.
To put on mobiles.
Yeah.
You mentioned walking around with a mobile earlier, with it on constantly.
Yeah. I haven't got the skill to do it, but the idea of having one as an application for an iPhone or the iPod Touch would be fantastic.
Yeah, so you'd need somebody
I
to
need
help
somebody
you out
who would do
okay,
knew
let's,
what they
let's
were doing.
Call out right now. So if
anybody does and was interested, then get in touch.
If there's anybody
visit
out
the
there.
Website, musicmachines.org.uk. You can email me from them, or you can visit simonbelshaw.co.uk.
Simon Belshaw. Yeah, indeed.
That's BelShaw.
Okay, simonbelshaw.co.uk. Now, on that site, there's a whole load about the music that you've created over the last God knows how long, because you've been doing for a long time now. It's a really good site. I really liked it. I was looking at it today. It's very clear. You also get little snippets and MP3s on there as well of certain things. Safe Harbour was one that caught
my
attention.
Yeah.
It had a track that just had a barcode, but we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
There are other tracks on there as well. Can you tell me about the one that you want to play next for us?
Okay, the one that we're going to listen to now isn't actually on there yet.
Okay.
Because it's relatively new. It's newer. The project that's on there at the moment was a three-track CD, which includes that piece Barcode, and a couple of other pieces that sort of sandwich that. But the piece we're going to listen to now is called Live, Work and Reproduce.
Right.
And is in the same sort of style, musical style. And Safe Harbour is just the sort of name for the fictitious band that is me.
That is you. Yeah, you like doing that quite a lot, don't you? Okay, well, let's give it a listen, shall we?
Okay.